Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
Good morning, and I'm really excited about welcoming my next guest, our fabulous St. Clair County Sheriff, Matt King. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's a hard act to follow. I was listening to the previous guest on here talking about that documentary and all the history at the Brass Rail, and makes you want to go check it out, but I don't want to get in their way. But I appreciate being here and being able to talk to you today.
Yeah, I'm so excited, and it's funny. I was telling Joshua the story about you ending up here for me, just in particular. I had been trying to reach your office, and I ended up at an event you were at last week, and I saw you, and I was like, flagging you down.
Yep.
Please come in and talk to me. So I'm so excited because 4th of July weekend is coming up. It's in 3 days, right? And so fireworks start tomorrow, basically, all over St. Clair County. And I know that I was looking up some statistics on one of the websites about safety, and Michigan ranks 5th in the country in firework accidents.
Right, yeah, a lot of people like their fireworks here in Michigan, and I forget how many years ago, but a number of years ago, they changed the laws on what type of fireworks were allowed, right? I remember growing up, you couldn't have things that shot in the air, basically. And they had a little bit more controlled fireworks, and now we are one of those states that allow all kinds of fireworks, and they're pretty laid back on the rules of them, and the laws have opened up, and unfortunately, that has resulted in more injuries. So it's fitting that I'm here today to talk about, hey, if you're going to enjoy fireworks, we got the 4th of July coming up, 250th anniversary of our great nation, let's do it responsibly. And that starts out with knowing the rules, right? So fireworks in our county here are allowed during this period of time between June 29th and July 5th, because there's some giveaway around holidays where there's some extra days that are allowed, and they're allowed till 11:45 at night. So that's pretty late. I don't suggest you take them that late because people are trying to wind down and sleep. I speak from experience. I go to bed earlier than that. But
that explains. I was asleep the other night, and I heard them, and I thought, why are they going off already? And it was about 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah. And you have to be 18 years old to purchase fireworks, and make sure you're purchasing those fireworks from a bona fide dealer, right? Don't buy them off the internet. There's been recently a bust in Canada, actually, of counterfeit fireworks, meaning they're kind of homemade, that very easily could find their way over here. So make sure you're buying them from a legit fireworks dealer.
So now, are all the stands in Port Huron bona fide, verified, legal, all of that? Do they have to have like a certain license to be able to sell on those stands?
Right. They're getting vendor license, and the respective municipality, maybe Port Huron or Port Huron Township, they're checking to make sure that they are buying fireworks from a legitimate processor, right? So if you go see one of them big tents and they've got all these fireworks out, They're open for business, and they know they're going to get inspected, and they are legitimate. So those would be legitimate places to purchase them.
Okay, so you talked a little bit about that anything goes now, right? I remember being a kid, and you could only get the kind that spun on the ground,
right?
Or the, you know, we were talking earlier, Steve and I, about the sparklers, or you know, handheld rockets, those the little tiny ones. So when you say that people can buy anything, are you talking about the ones that go up in the air and make the big, beautiful colors?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't want to say people can buy anything because that can get a little out of hand. But what is available for purchase legally is quite elaborate fireworks, right? They're shooting up in the air and doing the big boom, right? And you see the big star in the sky, right? And basically smaller versions of what you see on the barges and in the big shows that all the cities have. So they're big, and that can create a very good possibility of somebody getting hurt. And that's why I want to make sure people are realizing, hey, these aren't your sprinklers from back in the day or sparklers from back in the day. That can be dangerous too, and we'll talk about them in a minute, but they're legit. So we want to make sure that people understand that it's illegal to operate fireworks while intoxicated, right? And if the use of fireworks leads to property damage, or damage of or injury, you can get charged for a misdemeanor or even a felony, depending on the severity of the injury. So you're responsible for where this is going, and for where the fireworks going, for who's there, people's safety, if you're the one operating it, right? So we want to make sure that you're standing off at least 25 feet from a building. I would suggest a lot further than that. Letting these fireworks off on a piece of concrete, not lawn, especially now it's pretty green and lush out there, but it's hot and things are going to dry up. And we want to make sure that we are doing it on a piece of concrete, not wood. We don't want a fire, right? If you do have a firework that doesn't go off, you have a dud, as they call it, don't try to relight it. Put it in a bucket of water and let it sit for a very long time so it can become inert. And we also suggest after the fireworks show is done to put all those pieces of fireworks that have already gone off in a bucket of water, because you never know. We're dealing with incendiary objects that could refire, and we just don't want anybody to get hurt.
So what you talked a little bit about damage to structures, right, to houses and things. What is it, mostly fire that happens with that, or are there other kinds of damages that happen?
Yeah, so it could be fire. It could be blunt objects, because we're shooting, you know, shooting these balls in the air that explode up in the air, and if they don't go off and they hit something, it just blunt force. And then, of course, just the dirt and soot. We have to realize that once this object goes off in the air, something comes down. Maybe it's just a little bit of paper and soot, but it could cause damage to property, houses, cars, things like that.
What are the most common personal injuries that people have?
Well, I mentioned sparklers a minute ago. You know, they are extremely hot. And we traditionally, you see kids running around with sparklers because it's cute. They burn at upwards of 2,000 degrees. And if you ever look at it, it almost looks like a welding torch. So we suggest that if you are going to use sparklers, don't light them and hand them off. Don't give them to young children, and realize they are very, very, very hot. So being set down after they're burned can burn a foot or somebody if they put their hand on it. Make sure that if you are going to use them, they go into water afterwards so they can't burn somebody. But that is the most common injury, is the use of sparklers. And we suggest, especially with the little ones, and I know it doesn't seem as exciting, maybe a glow stick or something like that, but if you were to ever think, hey, I'm going to hand my child something that is at 2,000 degrees, you'd say, I would never do that. Well, think about that this holiday season when we're talking about sparklers.
Yeah, Steve and I were just talking about sparklers and how I loved them when I was a kid, and I had no idea that they got that hot.
I ran around with them. My parents handed them, you know.
Writing letters.
Yeah, and we didn't know. And I look back, and of course, I've raised my children, and I remember thinking to myself, like, that thing's really hot. And if you look at it, it looks like the tip of a welding torch. And I'm not saying it's that hot, but 2,000 degrees is pretty hot.
2,000 degrees is very hot.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I have burned my hand on my oven that was at 140, and I've had a big old blister.
So oh, yeah.
2,000 degrees I will stay away from. So is there anything that you can suggest? I love the idea of the glow stick. I think that's a great idea, because they're really easy to find.
Yep.
They're just as inexpensive as sparklers are,
yep,
right? You can get them at all the dollar stores.
Correct.
And
yeah.
And they last longer.
Mm-hmm.
They're bright colors, so that's a great idea. Are there other things that you could suggest that families do if they do want to do backyard fireworks, if they do want to do a little, you know, show for their friends and family over the barbecue? What are some things that they can do that are safer than others?
Yeah, I would suggest, first of all, if you're going to do them, talk to your neighbors, right? Make sure they know what's going on, the time frame you're going to do it. And then you may find out you have a neighbor who maybe they have PTSD, or they have animals are very sensitive. And then you got to make a decision, like, is this worth it? It's America. We have our own land. We like to do our thing, especially in celebrating 4th of July. So I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, if you will, but let's be respectful of our neighbors, right? And if you are going to do them, believe it or not, you probably just get more people out watching them. It'll become more of a block party anyway. And then you're putting that effort out there. And if you got little ones, like I said, the glow sticks, those glow necklaces, especially real little kids, give them, you know, some bubbles. You know, they can play with a bubble machine or whatever while maybe the fireworks are going off, or maybe while they're looking at that sparkler, and just explain to them, hey, it's too dangerous for you to handle. Here's something that could be fun. Kids are easily entertained if you put the effort forth. But I would always suggest that you contact your neighbors and be cognizant of everybody's, situation.
All right. Is there anything we missed?
I'm sure there is, but, you know, conversation and talking to each other is always best, especially when you're talking about a neighborhood type event.
Are there any places, one thing that that just came up, is are there any places that are specifically illegal for shooting off fireworks?
Yes. So that's a great question. You cannot shoot them within so many feet of a church, a school, or a medical facility. And I'm sorry, 600 feet from any church, school, or medical facility, meaning a place that provides medical, health care or a doctor's office or a hospital. You cannot be near those places because of obvious reasons, right? There's people there that are trying to conduct business and it's unsafe and things like that. So really suggest if you're going to do it, I'd rather see it out in more in the country, away from houses, and again, on concrete, let the neighbors know, one person at a time lighting these fireworks off, right? That's where we run into a lot of problems. I almost forgot to say is when you got dual fireworks being let off, and then all of a sudden somebody doesn't see the other ones going up to light one, or it falls over and somebody gets injured. So one person in control, sober, in a safe environment with everybody cooperating and paying attention.
Okay, great. That's good advice. Thank you so much, Sheriff Matt King, for being here and talking about firework safety. Let's all be safe this 4th of July. I'm Margo Romero on the new 105.5 WPHM.